Stephen Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how being a one-year investor, a land investor, doesn't make you a veteran.
Exactly. So we'll help you with that.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Do you know I have three contacts in my eyes right now?
What?
I said to you, so if it gets a little blurry, like I have a little trouble reading or focusing, this eye has one, this eye has two.
What's that all about?
So here's what happened. Anyone who wears daily contacts knows how great they are, slash however, they're so thin and so light. So you have to, you get them in, you get them out. Well, I went to take one out last night and I lost it. And it's somewhere rolling around. I don't know where it is. I didn't want to dig. So this morning I got up and I gave it another quick look. Still couldn't find it. So I'm like, well, here we go. So I popped in the one and I can kind of feel it. You know, you can, you wore contacts for a while, didn't you?
I wore contacts for years and years and years. And one day realized that I just don't care how I look. I got glasses.
Got it. Well, I love my contacts. So anyway, so I'm a little bit, if I act a little weird on one eye, that's why. For those of you who are watching, those of you who are listening, you're like, okay, come on, Jill, move along. Okay. Neil H. asks, I'm closing on a property today through title with a hold open policy. First American Title. Got it. I asked if they can record it quickly with the county, but there's no promise it will be. It may make 2 weeks or so to go through because it's a different department.
What?
So there is a reason I can't put it on the market today.
What? Wait.
The sale will close through First American Title with the hold open. I don't believe there should be an issue marketing the property prior to being recorded. This is obviously on the buy side. Yeah, especially if everything went through title and the deed has been signed, right? Thanks. Okay, I have a few things to say here. Yeah,
Which one of us is going to blow our tops first?
Oh, you know, I think you've been saving it up, Stephen. I think you need the release more than I do this morning. So call me One-Eyed Jill and go right ahead.
One-Eyed Jill.
It's all you.
It occurred to me recently that there are two camps of real estate investors. Camp number one.
Oh, no.
Which is the camp that Jill and I are in and most of the people in Land Academy are in, that understands completely and totally that they have control over a real estate deal. And not only that, but probably everything else in their life. They can choose who they marry. They can choose
where they work.
What type of car they drive, whether it's paid for or not, where they work.
Right.
They can choose the exact date a real estate deal will close and when it will get recorded, like to the minute,
yep.
If they have the right people around them and they've retained the correct real estate title company or lawyer or whatever. So this notion that you could contact a title company and say, hey, when's that going to close? Like, that's not a sentence I've ever said in my life. My way is, hey, thanks, escrow agent X. We need this to close in 7 days. Is that going to work for you? If not, I'm just going to go down the street. And I don't say that, but any sweet talking to the point where they want to close it for you at in 7 days. And then while you're at it, maybe you say, I'd really rather have it close in five because we're done and it's funded and this is an incredibly simple deal. Title companies have access to online recording now. So unless the county where this property is in the dark ages, they should record it that minute. Jill and I bought a townhouse once. We still own it. We rent it out, actually, to a friend of ours in Arizona. And I walked, the whole thing took 3 days. And it was recorded all the stuff was recorded before I signed it. I walked in and signed it. It was recorded within seconds after that. And you can just do it on the internet.
Right.
I have lot more to say, but go ahead, Joe.
How long do you want this to go?
This is an incredibly important topic.
It
you
is.
Need to decide if whoever you are, You need to decide if you're going to control these real estate deals or if you're going to let real estate agents or lenders or your money partner or your business partner, or if you want to someone else to control your life. There's a ton of jobs for you on Indeed?
Yes.
Go get a job and work for somebody else and get comfortable.
Okay. Get comfortable. You got this.
It's
okay.
It's just not right.
I know. So here's the thing. I think a lot of people, Stephen, they don't know they have control. That's the whole point here. You have control. You can tell them yes. You can tell them no. That's not acceptable. You should go into it right away they should have the expectation of how it's going to go. And you tell them, here it is. It's a cash deal. Here's all the terms. What else do you need from me? We want to close this day. Done. Walk away. You know, kind of thing. And they should get it. And a lot of people don't realize that they're driving the ship. I'm constantly telling even my team that, hey, escrow agents and title agents work for you. You don't work for them.
Good,
and
well
I
said.
Think that people misunderstand that. They think, well, I've told we're going to close this day. I'm like, nope. And if it doesn't work for you, by the way, you can walk. You pick up your deal and you say, never mind, have a nice day. And you walk to somebody else. Or pick up the phone through it, really.
And they don't care, by the way.
No. It's like, great, thank God.
They're like, thanks, I can take it off my list.
Thank God, that was off my thing, because I was busy anyway. Now, and it wasn't on me. I can say that they backed out, so my boss is not going to get mad at me. Fine. Who cares? I'm having one right now where I'm having the escrow agents can screw up deals and real estate agents. I have one right now too where the real estate agent is walking around like he, you know, is subject to everybody else, you know, kind of thing. I'm the one taking control. I'm the seller. And I'm like, somebody's got to step up and take charge here. And I guess it's me. Over four people here, I'm the one taking charge. So,
of all the people in our advanced group, there's not one single person that I can think of who is passive in nature.
Right.
Where they just accept from anybody in a real estate transaction that X date is when it's going to close.
Right.
And here's what happens. Here's how you get sucked in. A title agent might say something like this. Well, 25 days is our typical closed time frame, and here's why. It has to go to the title plant department, and John over there at the title plant department has to walk it into the county because that's what he's been doing, because he's 92, and that's what he's been doing for a very long time. And we know it takes a little bit longer, but we love John. And so it becomes this, now what you've done as an investor, have let it become a discussion.
Yeah.
You have let someone just start down the path of explaining and really selling you something that you don't want.
Right.
Instead of saying, okay, hold on. I need the deal done in 7 days. Actually, really five. I can live with seven. Do you guys do that ever? No, we really don't. Okay, thanks. Next.
Yep. That's exactly it. That's what needs to happen. And so in this situation, to answer the question, you need to pick up the phone and call them and say, we're getting it recorded today. And if they say, no, 2 weeks. So, all right, I need to talk to your boss and your boss and your boss and your boss. We're going to get it recorded today. And like you said before this show, if I have to go down there and pick it up myself and walk into the county, I will. But, and then back up too, as a side note, have them send you a copy of the signed deed, because right there, that solves it. We all know. Once a deed is signed, the deal is technically done, whether or not it's recorded, everyone. That's the fact.
The fact is it's not acceptable.
Right.
It's a theory, and Jill's 100% right, but in reality, 99% of the world believes that when it's recorded, it's the deal's done, and they're right. And they're right. Because we're not teaching a philosophy class here. This isn't college.
Right.
We're here to make money and get stuff done.
Exactly.
If I sound upset about this, it's because I am. And I'm not upset with you, Neil.
You're not contradicting me.
Not at all.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Not contradicting you, and I'm not upset with the person who asked this question. I think it's a brilliant question. I was just thinking, this is show number 974.
Yeah.
We have never talked about this topic before, I can honestly tell you. There's some topics, just by the nature of this fact that there's so many episodes.
Right.
No, that's not the case here. That's why I wanted to take some time. I know we're going over on time, but I don't care.
You're in charge. No, not you're in charge.
No, I'm in charge of this podcast, too. Thanks.
Well, I meant that. No. Don't be a stinker this morning, all right? Come on. You're being kind of a stinker with me.
That's what I thought you meant. No, not with you.
Okay.
One-eyed Jill. Not you.
All right. So, Anyway.
Who could be a stinker with you?
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, so control your real and real estate deals. Feel free to terminate people as you're going. Feels good. Today's topic, one-year investor. A one-year investor is not a real estate veteran. This is the meat of the show. Jill came up with this topic, and I think it's brilliant.
Well, because, you know, I was talking to people about this, and that's, I think, why we're here. And so many of our members have come to me and come to us and said, that's why I'm with you guys. I mean, there are people out there that have learned from you and are doing different versions of you, which I love, and I think it's the greatest thing on the planet that people put their own spin on things. But they have said that, I want to be with someone who's done as many deals with you. I know that, Jill, I can ask you a question, and you probably really have had that happen, you know, kind of thing. And that is true. And so it made me think about it a little bit more, because I feel the same way. You know, I want to be wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm learning from. If I'm learning from somebody, I want to talk to someone who's been there. I want the professor, you know, not the intern. You know, I want experience. I want to know that I ask the questions and they're not guessing. They really have experience to back up their answers. So, and I don't want to pick on anybody, but I'm just kind of, you know, reminding everyone how valuable experiences and your experience is. So then I took it one step further, and then I'll see what you think about this topic. But I was thinking, is there any situation, dream it up, Stephen, can you think of any situation where this concept is not good? For like example.
More experiences, not
right,
better.
Right, right, exactly. So do you want a pilot who just learned how to fly? Do you want a doctor who just graduated?
No, gosh.
Do you even want a school bus driver that just got their license?
No.
So it's kind of the same thing. You want to be whatever you're doing, you know, wherever you are and whatever you're working on. You want experience. Gosh, even ties back to the question with the title agent. You know, I don't want a title agent fresh out of, you know, title agent school, whatever that is.
There isn't nothing.
I know.
There's no such thing as title agents. You know, title agents have no experience.
Isn't that funny? They don't even have a license.
No,
there's
no.
It's not like a formal education. It's just,
it's
like
nothing. They just showed up for the job one day, and they listened to one of the person, the person two desks over.
Yeah, and said, "Here's my checklist. I make sure I have these 10 documents."
That's it.
So you know what's really funny?
That's
about
what
that
happened
too?
With the question today. Some other title agent told that title agent it takes 2 weeks to close to record a deal, and they've been doing it like that for 5 years.
Exactly.
And everybody's like, "That's fine."
Yep. We're starting like an average of 10 deals a week, right, with deal funding. And it's funny because they are all through escrow. And it's funny because my assistant in this project is new to this kind of transaction. And he's like, every single deal, every escrow agent submits some new documents, you know. And it's funny. We were having fun the other day. I showed him how to draw the lines through, you know, things are like not applicable. We're not doing it. I'm not signing it, you know, kind of things. There's always something new that they're showing because what you just said. So
wow.
Anyway. Why what?
No, I just, that gets you thinking, like, every document that I sign in real estate, I do the inverted Z.
Uh-huh. That's what we're doing.
With a ruler and a blue pen, because it doesn't apply. So these template real estate agreements are all for houses.
Yeah.
And we buy land, so half of it just has nothing to do with anything. In Arizona, there's a thing called SPUDs. It's an acronym. Mm-hmm. You know, is there any radon? Did you know if it has lead paint? All these questions, you know, the answer is always, I don't know.
Right.
Because you don't know.
Exactly.
And so that doesn't apply to us at all. And there are escrow agents and a lot of real estate agents that flip their lid over this.
They don't even read it.
They don't want you to mark up. I had a deal one time where this guy who has just a total control freak real estate agent. It was on a primary residence a lot of years ago before I met you, Joe. And I went in, and like every deal, I went in like, I'll just say it, like a bull in a china shop, turn the contract around so it's facing me, because I'm the one who's signing it, I'm the customer and the client, grabbed it, started reading it, and started marking it up. And it's not dainty marking. It's like, I'm angry that I have to even do this anyway.
Exactly.
If I sound upset about this stuff today, I am, because this is what holds great real estate investors back.
True.
idiot real estate agents that are overdressed and have an over ridiculous concept of who they really are.
Ego.
So it's just insane. And then they're going to manipulate me and tell me what to sign and what not to sign. They passed a test one time, usually a lot of years ago. In this guy's case, it was a millennial ago.
Yeah.
So come on. Actually, the deal didn't close. I said, I'm either going to sit here and sign this and read it and not cross out the stuff that I want and initial it and date it, or I'm not. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we backed off. And the deal didn't happen anyway for other reasons, but,
right.
You know, you got to control your own life.
I get it. Do you have anything more to say about the one-year investor topic?
Oh, yeah. I can summarize it like this. There are a lot of people, especially with the way the internet is now, that want to be famous and want to get likes and hits. This is no surprise to anybody.
Right.
That are just using land as a vehicle to do this. And you can see it a mile away. For some reason, real estate or land, that just sings to them, or that's what they're choosing to get their likes or their hits on the internet. And so that, I mean, I think that's a non-issue. You can tell who's really reasonably bright and knows what they're talking about inside of maybe 30 seconds, 60 seconds on any given show. So the tragedy is there's a lot of new people. And they start down a path with somebody like that, and maybe because they're entertaining, you know, and find out later that's just not the case.
Thank you.
But so what do you think that makes a veteran? Like a number of deals or gray hair or what?
Both. Yeah. Honestly, I would go with number of deals. I would go with deals and time. There's a balance, you know, like the unicorn chart. There's a balance.
You know, it used to be that in IT, you want somebody in their 20s. You know, most of the people that are on our staff that have to do with IT and marketing are in their 20s, and that was intentional on our part.
Right.
You know, we interviewed everybody. It's not going to stop us from interviewing, but they ended up being the best candidates. So,
but some are in their 30s because they have experience to follow things all the way through.
I mean young like that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure you want a 75-year-old IT person.
True. So, could you imagine? We hire.
I'm not saying I wouldn't interview that person because of that, because I really would. Just if not any other reason, just to see.
I would if I came into you and I brought in Jim, that used to be the escrow agent that took 2 weeks to do his title search, right? I said, "Hey, Steven, he's going to set up our texting service." He texts his grandkids. He knows all about it. He's got this down. That would be awesome. Oh, boy.
I think that when you're new at something, it's really important to give away your time. And that's what a concept of an intern is.
Yeah.
I'm new. I'm enthusiastic. I have more energy than you do. But I need your experience. I need you to say, you know, how a closing goes. I don't know.
I just thought of something. Remember the county? This goes back years. So if you've been listening to us for a while, you remember this. remember the county, at the county office, we had the zoning guy, you know, Doug, and then the other brother, Doug. So what were their names?
The other brother, Daryl.
Daryl and the other brother, Daryl. One was the recorder and one worked in zoning. No, that's my other brother. Do you remember that?
No, Daryl said, you know, I could record this. No, that's my other brother, Daryl.
I think that'd be a
lifeline excuse you could use.
So funny. Shoot, I'm going to use that today. I should have said, nope, that's your other boss, Jill, not this one.
I went to high school with two identical twins, and no one could tell them apart.
Girls?
No, they're guys. And they, if you talk to them, you could tell immediately for a million reasons. They're the most different people there ever was, but you couldn't physically tell them apart. They would take each other's tests. They would show up for work for each other because they had each other's number, man.
I would totally do that.
I know. It's like when you think about it.
I wish I had a twin.
What if you had a second person?
Yeah. Brilliant. I would have done that all day long. There's no reason, to quote you, there's no reason we bullshit suffer here.
That's what we talk about with children, with
exactly.
Our kids. Are you going to do it or I should do it? Because we shouldn't both suffer.
You go to the game. I'll go do this.
One was great at math, and one was like more of a right brain person. And they so it was whatever worked, and they just together killed it. I wonder what happened to those guys. That's, I hope they still do it.
I hope they're running some big company right now.
I hope their fingerprints and stuff are the same.
And they and everybody thinks there's only one of them. They think there's one CEO. They don't know that there's two of them. Awesome.
It's like the Olsen twins.
It's awesome.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for the episode called Reasons Why Our Members Stay for Life.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. Well, that was an interesting show, Jill. One-eyed Jill.
Yeah, thank you.
How's that going at this point?
It's good, thanks. I'm going to have a patch on my eye tomorrow. Are you hilarious?
It looks like you've had a little too much to drink
right?
When you do that.
Wrong eye. Wherever you're watching, wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. It means a lot. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.